Good evening, America, and good morning, Australia. Welcome back to Radio Tony, and this is A Conversation with Kez. I'm your host, Tony Lontis, and I have my gorgeous co-host, Kez Wickham-Sir-George, with me. Now, just a reminder, live listening online across Facebook, LinkedIn, and YouTube, we have the wonderful Payo ready and waiting to respond to your comments, questions with website links and answers. Don't forget to like, subscribe this channel and also Radio Tony. And if you'd like to email us, just drop us an email at info@radiotony.com. For all the information about the guests that we have on the show, jump on to radiotony.com where you'll find information about our guests, their links, and their books that we talk about during the show. I have a bit of an offer that I wanted to quickly mention this morning. My perfume is now on sale, and you will find the link live in the chat boxes this morning. It's a big deal for me because it's an oil-based natural perfume. So just a little bit you need. It's in a base of one of Dior's perfumes, and it contains jasmine, frankincense, and myrrh and orange blossom. And there's a whole reason why I combined those oils together. Now, we have a fantastic guest with us this morning. A big shout out to Warren James, who came on the show at the last minute, especially for us, and because I asked him, and we are really appreciative of this. So, a little bit about Warren. Warren's a self-confessed big kid at heart. He loves mountain bikes, fast cars. It's no surprise when his first book is titled Faster. But there is so much more to this book than speed. Warren is a coach and mentor, helping career-focused people accelerate their own personal journey so they can take their life, career, father faster. He does this by providing online mentoring, coaching, and training some of Australia's most talented graduates and employees throughout their careers. Warren wrote Further Faster, The Ultimate Guide to Accelerating Your Career for Young Professionals to encourage them to work smarter, not harder. He's passionate about showing them how, with a little effort and forethought, they can achieve more than they ever dreamed possible. Warren's own career success in engineering and project management saw him ascend the corporate ladder and put himself in a position where retirement was an option at 35. A career highlight was delivering a $50 million worth of work under budget, ahead of schedule, without any recordable injuries, while maintaining a team in excess of 150 people. Now, having done a few hospital reconstructions, renovations, and expansions, that's an amazing feat, let me tell you. As a project manager, Warren discovered that he thoroughly enjoyed helping people reach their full potential. He has also experienced burnout that can come from stress, long hours, and immense pressure, and needed 4 months off work to recharge at one point in his career. Now, as a leader, mentor, and director of Rapid Mentoring, that sets Warren apart in his unique approach that balances life skills and resilience, coupled with a focus on performance and career acceleration. Warren's greatest satisfaction comes from sharing his own path and the mentoring motivated people to show them how to achieve a brilliant career coupled with an amazing personal life. Further Faster is the ultimate guide to accelerating your career. And this morning, we're going to be talking to Warren about his new book. Welcome to the show, Warren. Welcome to the show, Kez. Firstly, congratulations on the book. Since I've done all the talking, I'm going to hand over to my glorious co-host, best-selling author, Kez Wickham-Sir-George. Welcome back, Kez.
Thank you. Hello, Warren. It's good to see you.
Good morning,
Hello,
Kez,
Tony. Hello, Tony. It's good to see you too. So I have a few questions here for you, Warren, about your book. Now, being an author myself, I know how hard it can be. to settle your mind, to make sure that everything you want to say is in the book. It can get, especially with when you've got young ones and you've got work, it does get rather busy. So you really have to concentrate. So, yeah, I appreciate any author that comes to me and says, look, I've got a book here, and I think, oh, well, you're clever, because I know how hard it can be. Yeah. So the first question I would like to ask you, Warren, is what is the title of your book, Further Faster? I found it really compelling. Can you tell me more about why you chose that title?
Yeah, for sure. So first of all, thanks, Tony, for the magic introduction. That was absolutely amazing. So during the planning sort of stage of the book, I sort of got a long way into writing the book, and then I had to sort of go back to basics and actually really come up with an overarching, you know, structure. And it really made me sit down and think about, you know, what the big picture message of the book really was. So once I actually got to that point where, you know, I could tell myself that, you know, the book was to help people make more of their life and career in less time, was really the whole structure of, you know, the big picture of what the book was. So Further Faster was really just a dilution of that, you know, getting that down to a, you know, quite a punchy sort of tagline for the book. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So that's why you called it Further Faster.
Correct,
like a punchy line, but were you not concerned that you have actually been through burnout? So, and I think most of us have. We get to a certain age and we think, phew. Did you not think that maybe people might think, I don't want to go further and faster. I want to stay where I am and try and get a bit together.
Yeah, for sure. So in my opinion and everything, it's a lot about, you know, the mistakes that I made along the way and how people can learn from that and actually, you know, improve their own journey so that, you know, there is that taking care of yourself element that, you know, being a male engineer in the construction sort of industry, you know, the whole self-care sort of piece and, you know, learning about stress management, those sorts of elements, you know, they really weren't big on my agenda at the time. And I really felt the brunt of it. And, you know, if I had have been a lot more, you know, aware of those sorts of things and, you know, maybe taking care of myself a little bit better, I wouldn't have had that burnout. I could have, you know, kept going for longer or, you know, accelerated my career in different ways, which actually, you know, maybe meant, you know, more to me as a person. So, absolutely. It's a lot of it is trying to accelerate your career, but I don't believe that that can happen if your personal life and everything outside of work isn't in order as well. So that's definitely a big part of the book is, to do it in a balanced sort of way that it really helps you, you know, holistically, you know, push your life and your career further. It's not just about the career.
So who are the professionals you're trying to attract to read the book? What sort of genre would they be in?
So generally the target audience, like when I was writing, was generally people in that first 10 or so years of their career. So, you know, anybody that's just come out of university. So generally it would be white collar sort of people that have, you know, been through university in that first 10 or so years of their career. In saying that, we've had a load of people that have read it that are, you know, further progressed in their career, that are, you know, looking for change in their career, or, you know, they're just looking to accelerate. You know, they might have plateaued in their career and they're, you know, looking to take that next step. So they've got a huge amount of value out of it. And, you know, time and time again, I just get this feedback of, I wish I had read this book 10 years ago. It's pretty much.
I say that all the time, Warren.
Well. Yeah.
I find a book that I think this would have helped me, and I say that all the time. I wish this book was around 10 years ago. So hopefully that, you know, the younger generation that are trying to climb the success ladder in different fields will read the book. And that's what we're aiming at today, is to get them to read the book so that they can start also a healing process and not get the burnout that affects not only the writer, the author, but it can affect a whole family.
100%, yes.
Warren, do you think that we're getting better at that whole piece around self-care for professionals? Do you think we're getting better I look at it and think maybe we're definitely having more conversations, but I'm not sure that that self-care and taking care of yourself is actually filtering into the higher levels of education. Do you think that's happening, Warren, or is that part of the reason why you decided to write so wonderfully about it?
I think there's definitely a lot more like social awareness of that self-care yeah. sort of piece. But, you know, there's an awareness of what it is. There's an awareness of, you know, how important it is, but then there's not that training and that teaching around how to yeah. actually do it, or how to actually, you know, build your own resilience, or how to, you know, like one of the chapters in the book is it's all about stress and, you know, yeah. what is stress? How do I, you know, reflect on how stressed I actually am? And once I know that mm-hmm. I'm stressed, what can I actually do about it to actually reduce my stress levels and really get those cortisol levels down? And
yes.
and the problem is that, you know, everybody is different. So, you know, we know that, you know, some people would like and that will help them with their stress. For me, I'm not a runner and I know that that will actually probably make me feel more stressed. So, you know, it's each to their own, but it's really going through that process of, you know, identifying, you know, what can help with your stress
yes.
and, you yes. know, having a, you know, a go-to list of, okay, a half hour walk at lunchtime really helps me to reduce my stress. So, okay, I'm feeling stressed and I've got that self-awareness. All right. Here's my, you know, list of, you know, stress items that you can go and do to really, you know, try and reduce those stress levels.
Yeah, correct. I find a walk on the beach for me.
Yeah. I was just going to say, having read the book quickly yesterday, I loved the additional bits from the book, you know, where the QR code will take you to, for instance, the 16 personalities quiz. Sorry, Kev, I just had this question about the 16 personalities and why you chose that particular methodology to attach the book. I love 16 personalities, but I'm curious why you chose it and reference it in the book.
The 16 personalities one, it comes from the Myers-Briggs sort of background. So
yeah.
It's quite a simple sort of one for, you know, the very mm-hmm. entry level sort of things. I didn't really find that the DISC sort of profile really fit with people that didn't have any sort of awareness of this. So it was really just to yes. you know, open up people's awareness. And, you know, even just that the first letter, whether you're an introvert or an extrovert, on, you know,
yeah.
it can mean so much to a person as to, you know, why do I feel so uncomfortable in, you know, really crowded public environments.
Yes.
And if people can say, well, that's just because I'm introverted and that's who I am and that's okay, but then they can also learn that, you know, for them to, they might feel really drained in that sort of environment and they need to go outside, yep. have some time alone by themselves, get some space and to really like be able to re-energize themselves. Whereas an extroverted person will go into that environment mm-hmm. and they will actually get charged up in that sort of environment. So it's that self-awareness of who you are as a person, and that's where we go into, you know, things like the personality, yeah. the values, and even your individual strengths. And that really helps to, you know, form who you are as a person. And in a certain way, it also helps to figure out what your purpose in life is by, you know, really helping, you know, who you are and where you're heading. And then you can sort of come around to your, it's kind of going backwards a little bit with, you know, coming up with what your purpose is, but yeah.
It basically comes down to that know thyself well is incredibly helpful. The more aware you are and the better you know yourself, you can work to your strength and work out how to get around any of those perceived weaknesses. And that, all of that stuff helps to get you further faster, doesn't it, Warren?
It does, yeah. So especially, you know, working, you know, congruently with, you know, who you are as a person, you know, focusing on yeah. your strength areas so that you're not, you know, you're a lot more likely to enjoy the things that you're strong at. So if you can have that enjoyment in the strength and it's aligned with your personality, if it's aligned with your personal values as well of, you know, doing what you want to do with your life, that's where you really get into a powerful sort of situation where, you know, you can, you know, command your own career. So.
Over to you, Kez, for the next question.
Oh, for the next question. Okay. As an author myself, we come across obstacles as we're writing. Some call it brain fog. There's all sorts of names given to it. I personally don't believe in it. I'd hate to put that on here, but I don't believe in it. I honestly think you just have to take that break away. You have to take a step away from the writing desk. And as I do, I walk on the beach and it refreshes me. But what were the obstacles you came across while you were writing the book?
I think personally it was probably around the feedback sort of piece. You know, when I had a very rough draft, so to speak, you know, I went out for feedback from various different people, and at times that was quite crushing. You know, I probably didn't ask for feedback in the right way. So I might have asked, you know, here's a manuscript. Can you have a read over and let me know what you think? And I got all sorts of thoughts back. So there wasn't really any purpose or structure to my asking for that feedback. So, you know, I got comments of, you know, your writing's terrible. And I'm like, well, I'm an engineer. It's a rough draft. This is really just a
collation of terrible.
It is a million times better now. You know, so it's been through professional editing and all that sort of stuff. And, you know, another comment was, you know, the book's too short. And I was like, well, so I sort of challenged that feedback that I got. And I said, well, you know, I'm writing it for, you know, people that are in their, you know, 20s to 30s. And, you know, I really didn't want to come out with a book that's 400 pages long. And, you know, people would have you know, that anxiety of, oh, it's too thick, I'm never going to get through it, and they never want to pick it up off the shelf. So I wanted it to be light and easy to read and easy to get through. And the feedback from that was, oh, yeah, that's all right, but there was pieces in there that I really wanted to hear more about. You know, it was great content and I really wanted to hear more about this and this and this. And I was like, well, that's great feedback. What do you want to hear more about? And I'll write a little bit more about those particular topics. So... yeah, the feedback piece was pretty brutal at times. And probably from me, you know, not asking the right questions to sort of put it on myself. Yeah. But yeah, it is what it is. And once you actually, you know, sort of scratch at that feedback a little bit to really get to, you know, what the root of their problem was, you know, I found that I could actually, you know, get meaningful feedback that I could put into the book and, you know, improve my writing style or the flow of the book and things like that, which has really helped it to get to, you know, where it is now.
I think the best advice I ever got was from my publisher many, many years ago, one of my publishers, and she said, everybody's a critic. So, it's not always what you want to hear. It's a bit of a brave heart when you do actually publish a book, you've got to get out there and show your face and bare your chest. And it doesn't matter how thick or how thin the book is, as long as you feel that it's completed and you've done your side of the job, which you started out to do, which was to inform other workers in your field, or maybe not in your field, that it's okay to reach out. I also read that you, you're a mentor. So what is the topic that you mentor on?
So it's a very varied sort of mentoring program, but in general, I sort of like to pitch it that it's all the life skills that people tend to learn the hard way is a big sort of, you know, proportion of it. So like the stress management and the resilience piece is one in particular that, you know, what is it? How do I improve it? And, you know, how can I really master that sort of thing? But personal finances, I'm quite sort of modest about my own personal finances, but, you know, to put myself in a position where I could, you know, effectively retire at 35, you know, there's been a lot of, you know, investing, you know, spending less than I earn and those sorts of things. So there's a lot of awareness sort of piece that goes into the, like, I'm not a financial planner and I don't, you know, tell people, you know, to invest in shares or anything like that. But, you know, really making it important that people do, you know, get on top of their personal finances, you know, career development, how to, you know, take those next step up the ladder and things like that. So, yeah. And the final piece that I really love, actually, like a bit of a passion sort of piece for me, is it's all around the productivity and the high performance sort of habits. So you're really getting the most out of your day. Just, you know, being ultra productive, which is really great for, you know, Warren, the employee and the employer.
Warren, are those, is high, in your experience, is high productivity different in different professions, and is it different for different people?
No, not necessarily. Like, I think there's a lot of like, a lot of the strategies that we teach are, you know, can be applied to any industry, and it's you know, a lot about focus and getting, you know, having one task that you really, you know, need to get focused on, and you know, how to get into flow states and things like that to, you know, really be able to boost your productivity. Like eliminating distractions is a huge, huge one. So like Nir Eyal and his book, Indistractable, it was just an amazing sort of read of, you know, how, you know, one email popping up can distract you from the task at hand. And then you go off and you respond to the email, and then you come back and it's, oh, where was I? What was I doing? Oh, I was in that document. And then you've got to find your place again. And you lose so much time and energy by switching from task to task to task, where, you know, if you can just sit down and, you know, it's like reading a book, like writing a book. If you can block out all those distractions and just sit down in that flow state and just write, you know, the words flow easily. You're typing at a faster, you know, words per minute. The content that comes out is a lot better quality. It's not disjointed and, you know, you've gone away from it, you come back to it, and what was I thinking there, and things like that. So, yeah, eliminating distractions, you know, focusing on one thing at a time, not multitasking. They're, you know, pretty universal sort of things that people can do to, you know, really start to improve their productivity. And there's a whole swag of different tricks and techniques and tips that we can apply to that as well.
Yeah.
I like what you said, eliminating abstractions, because we all have them in our life. It's, I think it, personally, it's me, I'm keeping the office door shut. Yeah, and I have a little sign up that says at work. So, I know there's that. I don't have children in my house, but all my kids and grandkids have gone. But you know, I tutor a lot of mums, young mums, and the abstraction. I don't know how they do it. I just don't know how they do it. Or having another worker in the house that is also doing what you're doing, and they're either in the next room or in the same room as you, and you're both yelling on top of each other. So yeah, I admire anyone that can guide someone out of, you know, dealing with the abstractions. That's an amazing feat, because they are there.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's your ears, it's your eyes, it's, you know, your touch, you know, even the smell. Or And then to add to that, you've got your own, like, personal brain sort of distractions of, you know, you're typing away and, oh, I need to do such and such. And so, you know, to be able to stop yourself from, you know, getting up and walking away and doing that, to, you know, maybe getting to the point where you might have a to-do list and you just add that item onto your to-do list and then straight back to what you were doing. It's a lot of self-awareness and, you know, a little bit of practice to really get into that sort of that state where you can, yeah, really get hyper-productive.
Okay, so the next question I'd like to ask you, Warren, is how important is the diversity in literature? How important is that?
I find that really hugely important. Like I read a lot of like personal development sort of books, and, you know, there's not many books that you would read that you just absolutely agree with everything that the writer has said. But in a way, it's like, that's their perspective, and, you know, to read, continue reading that book and, you know, to really understand their perspective, you know, people are too quick to sort of, you know, judge and, you know, differ their opinion, but to really actually explore where somebody else is coming from, you know, they're coming from a different background and, you know, even me, like, you know, a kid who grew up on a farm and, you know, studied engineering and did project management, you know, what would I have to, you know, to show to a lawyer or an accountant? But, you know, people like that, you know, will read my book and come back and go, oh, this was amazing.
They will.
This and, you know, there's so many aspects.
I was going to say, Warren, in your book, and when I was reading it yesterday, there's so many bits and pieces that are really, really helpful across the whole of the book. And I can tell that it's written from that male professional background. However, it's got that glorious addition of the self-care and stress management and time management and all of those things. I thought it was really a great crossover between self-help and professional career mentoring. That's what I felt when I read it. And it was a great perspective to read about and read through in your book.
Awesome. Thanks. I really appreciate that. And then, and yeah, it's, you know, I've tried to, like, as I said, I've really learned the hard way about that sort of the self-care sort of piece. And I know that, like, early on in my career, if somebody had said, you know, go back to your room and do a 20-minute meditation, I would have, no, not for me.
Laughed at them.
Yeah. And, you know, like, there's so many people in that construction sort of industry that are exactly the same, but it's so, like, you know, gratifying for me to get a message from a young engineer or, you know, or somebody in a completely different industry and say, hey, I've tried the meditation app that you've suggested and, you know, it's really helping me sleep. Or, you know, we do there's a quick little, like, rapid debrief that we do at the end of the day. And it's, you know, what are three things that I achieved today? What are three things that I need to achieve tomorrow? And what are three things that I'm grateful for from today? And people do that at the end of the working day, like every day for a couple of weeks. And it really gets them into a habit of, you know, having that mindset of what have I achieved? You sort of got the plan ready for the next day of what you need to do for the next day. So you can sort of, you know, switch off work and stop thinking about it. But then bringing in that gratitude piece is, you know, that's a really transformational sort of piece of, you know, just bringing a bit of, you know, life back to life. And
yeah,
the gratitude.
I do understand that.
Yeah.
It's very important that we express our gratitude.
Yeah, I just had a vision of a construction site and all the workers downing their tools for 5 minutes at the start of the day to do a meditation. And my curious mind went, I wonder if that would improve workflow, on-site accidents, answer a lot of workplace health. Like, that's the thought around it, though, isn't it, Warren?
Mm, it is.
If we had this 100%. Sort of knowledge and information as part of mainstream, and particularly in those construction, mining, engineering, which can be quite dangerous places, if everyone was calm and non-stressed, you would remove some of the danger from those places, wouldn't you?
Yeah, 100%. And if you add to that, you know, taking that mindset of doing, you know, one thing at a time. You know, when you're at home and with the family, you are just 100% at home with the family. When you're at work, you know, you are 100% at work. So you're focused on the task at hand. And, like, so many workplace injuries and accidents happen because, you know, somebody, you know, their mind wandered off and they weren't really thinking about what they were doing. And next thing, you know, something goes wrong. So, yes, 100%. I really agree with that.
So, what was the inspiration? What made you write this book? Where did it come from? From deep inside you, where did it come from?
It sort of started a couple of years back. So, it took me about 18 months to write. So, initially, I went on a podcast and it was my first sort of podcast and I was getting quite nervous about it. And, you know, the podcast host was sort of asked for, a bit of a bio and, a bit about myself and background and stuff. So I started typing anyway. I wrote like 3 pages and it's like, oh, wow, this is an amazing story. You should write a book. And, nah, that's not for me. No, never.
Those conversations start.
It sort of slowly started ticking away. And from the rapid mentoring stuff, I sort of collated the information. I was like, hang on, I've actually got a pretty sort of reasonable start for a book. Mm-hmm. Here's some great sort of topics on, on stress and on finances. And, there's a couple of others that sort of went, straight in. And, I just sort of sat down. I guess it was that bit of a realization that, my story is actually, interesting to people, and there's a lot of positives that can come from sharing my story, and there's loads of valuable sort of information and value that I can add to people. And I think finally it was throughout my career I've really enjoyed that sort of mentoring piece and helping people avoid the mistakes that I've had, and really helping them just accelerate their journey. Like, not so much from a technical sort of work sort of perspective, but, just how to, manage life in general. And, I was sort of starting to get a bit of a following. So it was, a great opportunity to let people learn from my mistakes and to follow in my footsteps where they choose to do so.
Okay. Well, to me, I mentor writers, and I know for a fact that anyone listening today will be wanting to ask many, many questions, and one of them will be your writing process, because I have a particular way that I write. The process I use is my process that I'm very comfortable with, and I think I'm a professional at what I do, so I've done it for many years. So I know the process. I start up in the morning, and I carry it through my day. So what is the writing process for you?
Okay, so like I sort of mentioned before, like the book sort of came together quite haphazardly, and I kind of paid the price throughout the writing sort of process for doing it that way, that I didn't have a really good sort of like overarching structure and strategy for the book of, how I was going to take the reader from the beginning all the way through to the end of the book. And in doing so, it meant a lot of like rework, as I had to, shuffle sections around and sort of create that flow towards the back end of writing. So, there's so many lessons that I've learned, and, definitely would say, if you are going to embark on that journey of writing a book, get some professional help up front and have a coach that, you might only like catch, check in with them once a month or something, but somebody that can just give you that guidance along the way to, to make the book as best it can be, like from the start, is huge. When I got into actually, there wasn't really a set structure day by day. As I said, it took me about 18 months to get to a published book. I wasn't really under any time pressure to sort of get it out. So it's not like I was working on it full time. It was more, where I could find time, if the kids were at school and things like that, where I could find a quiet environment to, really collect my thoughts and, figure out where I wanted to take it and, go through those rounds of feedback and, get more insight from, the people that I would hope to be reading it down the track and write more about what they wanted to hear and things like that. But yeah, it was definitely, I would do a lot of things differently if I was to write another book.
No, I think we all would. I think we all sit back and think, what would I do differently? We'd all turn around and say, I'd do this differently. Yeah. So you're not on your own there. So with this book, Warren, where do you want it to head to? Are there different countries you want it to get to, different languages? What's your future with the book?
Yeah, that's interesting. I was actually really surprised that, like, when we first launched, there was, like, hundreds of copies that got sold in America and Europe and, different places around the world. Like, all in English copies. I haven't sort of got to the point of doing, you know, any other languages at this point, but I was really blown away that, you know, it really didn't do any like marketing or sort of like, you know, selling in other countries, but it's, you know, really been like well received. So that's been amazing. Obviously, as with any author, you would, you know, always love to sell more copies. Moving forward, I'm really focusing on, you know, yes, the individuals that will be buying copies, but also like companies and businesses that want to, you know, develop their younger staff members and, you know, get them more resilient, more productive, you know, more motivated about going to work, more aligned with the work that they do. So, you know, that's a huge sort of part from a B2B sort of perspective for me as well.
Okay. So really you're hoping, I mean, the book's already in Europe. The only places you've got to conquer yet is Asia. And it would fit in so well there because you're already talking about taking that time out, the breathing exercises. And you know, I worked with when I was at university, a young co-teacher would always take the half hour out of the morning to meditate. Now, we were all in our 20s. We thought she was a bit weird and wonky, but she was the calmest one amongst all of us. You know, we all partied madly at 20. We all did our thing, but she was, I lived away from my parents, so I would always go to her. Even her presence made me calm. And so it's amazing what, when you read something like that, the notice you take is maybe I could actually work this better into my life. Just the simple 20-minute meditation works wonders.
It does, yeah.
What do you think about that, Tony?
Absolutely. I was really particularly inspired in reading Warren's book that he did mention those self-care and looking after yourself, getting to know yourself and applying those things to your life, because it really does make a difference to your career if you're functioning at the best that you can be. And to function at the best you can be, all these other things need to fall into place. And I guess for me, the book actually leads into what Warren is passionate about, Warren. And I actually wanted you to tell the audience today about rapid mentoring and how that works and what you do for the people that you help, the young professionals in particular. Can you tell us a bit more about the rapid mentoring program?
Yeah, so the program itself is a 12-month subscription where people will like sign up for the year. That gives them access to our online learning modules for a start. So there's currently 12 different modules in there that they can work through at their own pace, at their own time, you know, wherever they want, whenever they want. So they can do it on, you know, on the bus on the way to work, or, you know, if work has paid for it, you know, you could do it at work and work through these different modules over time. We also send out twice weekly emails. So there's, you know, little just bite-sized learning throughout the week that, you know, we do a deep dive, we do monthly book reviews, we do member shares with, you know, the other members will share their wins and, you know, how they might have tackled a particular situation. Another really popular one is we do a top 5 pearls of wisdom where, like, once a month I just interview an industry heavy hitter from all different walks of life. So there's been Olympic athletes and there's been CEOs, managing directors, HR managers, you know, the whole works, but it's really getting there. Their top 5 pearls of wisdom, and the way they'll really frame that one is like, what advice would you want to give to yourself at the start of your career? So, you know, people are really reflective and that's like they're giving themselves advice. So that one's an amazing sort of piece. And then once a month I block out just whole days in my calendar and people can dial in for a 15-minute one-to-one coaching call. So that's, you know, where we can just keep tabs, keep progress, you know, set goals for the weeks, the months ahead. You know, I can really help people, you know, throughout that whole 12-month sort of period and, you know, really just help them get the most out of their career and, you know, their development and, you know, setting goals for the future. Like a big part of it is just helping people to, you know, find direction in where they're heading in life and, you know, where they want to get to. I find it really rewarding. The the coaching sort of piece is one of my favorite sort of pieces. We also do more intensive sort of one-to-one coaching, but the main program is designed to be accessible by everybody. It's it's quite cheap the value that we add,
and it's at their own pace, and I can see part of your work may actually involve going into those construction or engineering workplaces and helping the younger professionals in those areas to develop fully as a human being, because that's at the basis, isn't it, Warren? You want people to develop as a human being, because that then helps them achieve their goals, their professional goals, their personal goals, and accelerate their career is kind of what sits behind the mentoring program, isn't it?
Correct. It's a lot of the same sort of principles as in the book. It's take care of yourself, take care of your career, set goals for the future. So, you're starting with the end in mind is a really big sort of piece that, if you know where you're going and what you're heading for, it does help a lot with that, the resilience sort of piece, where there's ups and there's downs along the way. If you keep your sights set on that higher place on the journey, it really helps to ride out those bumps. Setting up your mindset for success and, all those sorts of things. It's what it's all about. And it's not just for engineers either. We've got, a wide range of people from, physiotherapists, radiologists, there's all different walks of life that are getting involved in that program and absolutely loving it.
Never know, I might hold my hand up next and get involved myself.
That's great.
And Warren, it's not age specific. It's actually, whilst it's aimed at young professionals, the information, the content, the help that you give is applicable to any age, isn't it?
Absolutely. Totally agree. And that's sort of been the feedback that I've been getting from, many people that have read it that, some people are like, stop targeting it towards the younger sort of market, because it's just not. It's applicable to everybody. The stress management, there's a whole chapter there on, getting enough sleep. And, I'm a huge fan of, sleep is so important. I went so many years where I just was not getting enough sleep, and it impacted my performance. And the mindset and the mindfulness sort of piece that goes along with that, that it's hard to sleep if your mind is spinning around with a million thoughts. Mm-hmm. So using that meditation to slow yourself down at night so that you can actually, go to bed and actually get a proper 8 hours of sleep each night is going to help you perform so much better the next day. You're going to be thinking faster. Yes. You're going to be thinking clearer. Yeah. You're going to be more energetic. Mm-hmm. You're going to have more energy to get through life. And, it's so much easier to get through when you've got that little bit more energy. Mm-hmm. That if you've got that little bit more push through things, you just get through everything so much easier. So,
I agree.
And when you get into stress and lack of sleep and things like that, it can really impact your performance. And
snowballs, doesn't it? If you don't recognize the symptoms, it does snowball.
Yeah, Warren, from your experience working with young professionals, what are some of the core reasons that they push themselves so hard? Now, I know that I was guilty in my younger years of exactly the same thing, and I know what sat behind my own push to push myself further, faster, et cetera. But from your experience with mentoring young professionals, what are some of the things that you found as to why they push themselves so hard?
So many people are actually out there pushing really hard for no other reason but to impress other people, and whether that's their parents or their peers or everybody else, or so they can put an Instagram post out and get 100 likes. So that's another part of like this early sort of self-reflection piece of, you know, who am I and what do I as a person want to achieve? And actually getting motivated about achieving your own goals for nobody else other than for yourself. And once you start to get motivated in that way, and yeah, it might mean that you have to give yourself a pat on the back when you achieve something, but it's really doing life on your own terms and for yourself. And you know, that's where you start to, you know, be your authentic self, and that's, you know, the most powerful
and powerful way to live, isn't it?
And it's about the only way to be happy as well.
I do like that, life on your own terms.
It's good, isn't it? Yes, that would be one of the things that I would tell my younger self is do life on your own terms. What other people think of you is none of your business. Your job in this life is to live life on your own terms. And if we could program that into younger people's minds before they start to go out into the world, you'd change the world immensely, don't you think, Warren?
Yes, absolutely. Totally agree.
Yeah.
So, Warren, if I could talk to the little boy, Warren, what would Warren give to the little boy? What advice would you give to your younger self? If you can imagine yourself, say, 15, ready to head off into a bigger, wider world, what advice would you give to yourself?
And it's so tricky to actually answer that on the spot. But, you know, I think to take care of yourself and to, you know, take it easy, that everything is going to work out in the long run, that, you know, it's, you don't need to be the first person in the office and the last person to leave, you know. You know, getting back to that, you know, living life on your own terms, it's, you know, like figure out who you are as a person and, you know, and live to that. But, you know, it's, you know, strive to reach your full potential, but do it in your own way is what it's all about.
I find that a lot of people say to me, I'm so busy. I am so, so busy. And there are people in their later years too. And I often want to turn around and say, why are you so busy? Isn't it, if we all just sat and smelt the flowers for a little while, wouldn't it be a better world? But yes. I think that terminology is, it seems to build up their self-esteem. I am so, so busy. When really there's just, you know, we're all busy. It's how we regulate the busyness.
And
I think it's also, sorry, Warren, you go ahead.
No. All I was going to say is, like, you know, a lot of times people just need to take the busy badge, take it off, throw it away.
Yes.
And focus on becoming more efficient with their time. That, you know, if you want to get more stuff done, you only have 24 hours in a day, so get more efficient. You know, if you can do things in parallel, do them in parallel, but, you know, otherwise focus on getting really efficient. Delegate the things that you don't need to do yourself. You know, just say no to more things is another one, especially when you're getting like really, really busy and you're getting burnt out. Stop taking on more stuff. Start saying no and, you know, really, you know, get efficient is the biggest ones.
It comes back to those conversations you have in your head. And actually, that's one thing that I've started to try and do myself. Yes, I'm busy, but there is enough time. There is enough hours in the day. There is enough work. There is enough, you know, trying to swap from that, I guess, scarcity and lack of to that abundance, and there is plenty of time. Again, something that we could empower young people with is that whole idea that there is enough money, there is enough time, there is, you know, not everything has to be done right now and today, that, you know, there is time. That's a powerful concept for young people to grab hold of whilst they're young. Because things are a little harder to learn as you get older. Try and change your mind as you get older. I think if you can do it when you're younger, you're so much better off. Warren. So I'm actually really gladdened that you have a focus on the younger generation, because getting to people younger and helping them in the way that you help them with your mentoring and coaching and programs, that'll have a bigger impact on the world, won't it?
Yeah, it actually sort of reminds me of a quote that I put in the book, and the only way that you can control time is by choosing when to start, and by starting now is the only way that you can control time. So I think the reference that was given there, that if you wanted to become a billionaire by the time that you're 60, the easiest way to get there is to start investing today. Like if you wait 10 years, you're just cutting down the amount of time that you've got available to achieve that goal. So start now. It's the only way that you can control time is to choose when you start.
Yeah, I agree.
Warren, one last question. You grew up on a farm, and I'm curious I remember reading that your parents encouraged you not to stay on the farm.
Yeah.
Was that a good decision and are your parents still farming or have they retired?
So my parents have retired. I totally think it was a good move not to end up on the farm. Personally, I'm not necessarily the farming sort of type. Like dad wasn't, making a huge amount of money like while the farm was running, but he did it, he enjoyed it. Now it's, there's been a lot of hard work throughout my career, but it's sort of put me in a position that I'm, far better off now. So I think that's a really sort of important message, is that, you can, do amazing things in your career. And, if you are living within your means, you can, play around with things later or, midway through your life and, enjoy life.
So those decisions that you made earlier in your life set you up to do what you're passionate about now and have that work-life balance and do something that you really love and lights you up because you made some of those decisions when you were younger,
correct. And it wasn't easy at the time. Like, we made a lot of sacrifices. I worked away from home quite a lot. It was like basically out in the mines working fly in, fly out, and I chased the money. I knew that money was one of my biggest values, so I chased the money for a long time. Bent over backwards to make more and more and more money. And it sort of got to that breaking point where, I had to, choose what I wanted to do from there. And, I learned a lot through that sort of process as well. So, a lot of that has gone into the book of, what I would have done differently, if I had my time again.
Yes.
I was saving so that I could, go and do something that I was more passionate about, but I had no idea what that was. I was actually sitting down with a colleague, and he really put me on the spot and said, what if there was something that you're more passionate about that you could actually make money from doing, and you could go and do that now, and you wouldn't need to be here away from your family and stressed out of your brain and not sleeping and all the rest of it. And that really, got me thinking. And, the whole, the thought of rapid mentoring really came about at about that time. So.
Isn't it amazing how one conversation, one sentence from someone changes the trajectory of your life? And that's exactly what's happened for you, Warren. We are out of time, my friends. Just for the listeners quickly, I want you to jump on and grab a copy of Warren's book. It's from rapidmentoring.com.au/further-faster-book. That will be in the chat. It'll also be up on the website, radiotony.com. If you look under our guest, you'll see Warren and all of his details, emails, social connections, website, and how you can invest in yourself and do Warren's rapid mentoring program. Kez, Wickham St. George, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Pleasure.
Warren, thank you so much for jumping in at the last minute and being our wonderful guest for today. That's our show for this week. We'll be back next week, same time. Thank you, everyone, and bye for now.